What about you there? Did you like the song? It's something my grandparents taught me when I was much younger. The title of it is in our language, but it translates to close to home. I'm surprised I even still remember all the notes. Oh my god, don't apologize. I promise you're not disturbing me. I enjoy company every now and then. Besides, I noticed you a while ago. However, you still haven't answered my question. Well, the song, if you liked it or not. Here, have a seat next to me. I don't bite. You're like a nervous puppy, do you know that? It's really adorable. My name's Rosemary, but you can call me Rose. I'm sure you can tell based on the pointer ears that I'm an elf. Oh, we're not that different from humans, trust me. We just look different and can do a little magic here and there. Pup, I can't turn princes into frogs if that's what you're asking. And before you even ask, I can't make wishes come true like a genie. Trust me. I've heard it all. An example? Well, okay, I know one. Here, clap your hands together. Good. And I'll cover your hands with mine. Okay. Just hold still for me. You might feel a little tingly for a few seconds. Now, carefully open your hands with mine. There you go. It's pretty, isn't it? I know it's not much, but I try to keep it simple because draining my energy all at once makes me sick. It's a lotus flower, one of my favorites, I think. It represents some of the most essential things in life to me. It's known for being able to grow in their dirtiest of waters, still vibrant and beautiful. It's the perfect analogy, don't you think? It doesn't matter where you started or where you come from, you still have the chance to grow into something different, no matter who or whatever you wish to be. Hey, I saw that look. Are you okay? You can tell me anything, Pop. I know we just met, but I promise you have my full and undivided attention. No, you can keep holding my hands. I don't mind at all. What's on your mind? Skill and work, huh? Oh, we don't have what you would consider to be school. Elves are raised and taught in their homes. What we know is what's passed down from my parents, who had the same from their parents. Though, I've heard it's not easy for humans, especially as you get older. Oh wow, that does sound pretty bad. Really? Oh my. Seriously? Wow. That's a lot. I'm sorry. I might be going out on a limb here, but have you ever tried just taking a break? Come on, I'm serious. It sounds like you have all too many things going on in your life. While you can't prevent certain things from happening, it truly comes down to how you react to those outside forces. When everything is becoming overwhelming and you feel like you can't take anymore, Sometimes all it takes is a few minutes of deep breaths. Okay, how about you try it with me? What, do you have somewhere else to be? Come on, pup, humor me. Look, I guess you won't know it works unless you try it. Okay, I'll do it with you. All right, ready? In. And then out. Okay, let's scoot again. In. And then out. Okay, one more time. In. And then out. Okay, that should be enough. How do you feel now? See? It works. It doesn't eliminate your stressors, but that breathing exercise helps you center yourself that you can think with a clearer, more level-headed mindset. Or you can just ignore all that and just take a bat to the nice car of the next jerk to piss you off at work. Though I think that is the more legal route to take. There it is. There's that handsome smile. Oh my god, don't hide your face now. I think it's adorable that you blush like that when someone compliments you. Come on, move your hands. Why are you so flustered? Is it me calling you handsome or... Oh. Sorry, I guess I didn't realize I was getting so close to you. I hope it didn't make you uncomfortable. No. Then, well, I guess you won't mind if I do this. I'm sorry. I've been wanting to do that for a little bit now. Is that okay? No, you didn't hurt me. I'm okay. I'm okay, Pop. It's just... You sort of started grabbing on my ears. They're really sensitive to sound, but also the touch. It's just how our bodies are. You did nothing wrong. Yeah, it's something like... I don't know, like an electric sensation that courses through my body. Only, you know, this time it just caught me off guard. Probably should have mentioned something before. No, I'll be more than happy to explain. So when you touch them or caress my ears, it's... yeah, like that. Oh, God. It's kind of like... erogenous zone for me. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to be a well-mannered young lady right now. But you're making it very difficult. I just can't believe someone who is just blushing his ass off is trying not to be a naughty tease. I hope you know two can play at that game. Oh, so what do we have here? Still trying to be snarky. Well, what if I use my hand to do this, huh? You sound a bit too good when you moan in my ear like that. Oh, your breath tickles, but
For me, it also feels a little good. You know, this is really embarrassing for me to say, but I would really love it. I would actually need it. I need you to excite me, I think. And just from kissing alone, and you rubbing on my ears, I can feel myself aching between my legs. Here, let me help you get a little more comfortable. There. Is that better? Good. Oh. Lie back here, Pop. Just like that. And I can straddle you like this. Believe it. No, you don't have to move a muscle. I want to do this for you. Look, you are so used to doing everything in your life, carrying that heavy burden all on your own. Let me cater to you for once, Pop. Please? Thank you. Oh, God. Just rubbing it against my whole God is enough to make my mind mush. Are you ready? Oh, Pop. You're stretching me open so wide. No, it's perfect. Don't worry, I can move. I'm okay, I promise. Please, Daddy. Oh my God, yes, you make me feel good. You're gonna make me come all over your fucking god. Yeah. Please, 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 Daddy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh. That was intense.
In the moment and called you daddy a few times, but you'll always be my timid, apprehensive pup. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, don't bow. You are so adorable, do you know that? Yeah, I'm still awake. Just pleasantly exhausted. Here, let's switch. Now you can put your head on my chest like that. Just rest. Take as long as you need. Well, of course, anything. What is it? You want me to play another song on my flute? I'd love to, Pop. Yeah, it was given to me when I was young. I think my parents were really surprised at how quickly I picked it up and mastered it. It's made from bamboo, handcrafted by my grandfather. I think that's another reason why I cherish it so much. Gifts that were made by hand for you over being bought with currency just touch the heart differently, you know? Alright, you're supposed to be resting. Okay. Thank you.
Why are you asleep?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tire you out so much. I didn't even get a chance to mention how elves are pretty fertile. So you coming inside me like that, wow. There could be a chance that I might... I guess we'll get to that another day. Sleep well, Pop.